Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few moments to contemplate what is going up there in the universe. You may have missed this last Monday's transit of Mercury. This is no more than Mercury passing between us and the Sun, and since Mercury is very small and the Sun is very large, you would have needed a telescope with a solar filter or some way of projecting the telescope's image to see the little black dot on its journey across the face of the Sun. Mercury is the smallest planet at only 2,500 kilometers radius and sits at between 70 and 46 million kilometers away from the Sun. Transits are interesting for two reasons. One is that they can tell us about the size of objects because you can measure how long it takes to get from one side of the sphere to another. And the other reason is that by observing a transit, you can get a real sense of being in space, like watching a solar eclipse. Suddenly, these astronomical things way beyond our control leap from the pages of textbooks and the sound waves of this radio show and penetrate your subconscious. You become viscerally aware of floating in space and that these things carry on obeying the laws of physics without our interference. Well, that is mostly. In fact, we superhumans have plans to interfere, in the form of harnessing an asteroid and plonking it next to the moon. While I can hear you muttering into your radio sets out there saying, why can't we just leave things alone? Well, I'm afraid it's too late for that. And I, for one, am very glad not to be living in a cave. And in fact, the future of the human race and all other critters and plant life on our planet Earth may depend on us being able to detect and deflect lumps of rock coming our way. Boffins have worked out the probability of a mass extinction event happening caused by an extraneous object from space landing on Earth, and it sounds like it might be a long way off, but it's not impossible or improbable. And as this is Friday the 13th, it's a good day to tempt fate and talk about these things. So here we are, a lump of rock in space with lots of other rocks hurtling around. Do your worst. Okay, so NASA is committed to grab an asteroid, put it into lunar orbit, and in the next decade, using a robotic system, put a 12-meter rock into a bag and then tow it to the moon. Yes, you heard it here on Fine Music Radio, it's true, and NASA calls this the Asteroid Redirect Mission. Not science fiction, but science fact. So NASA's got two ideas in mind to capture an asteroid, and the first is to retrieve a large, boulder-like mass from a larger asteroid and put it in lunar orbit. That is, to send a robotic ship to rendezvous with an asteroid, have it remove a chunk, what is about maybe 40 feet in diameter, put it in a bag, and tow it to the moon. Which seems awfully hard and dangerous. The easier alternative is to capture and redirect an entire, very small asteroid. There's only one problem with this. So according to the commentator Paul Chodas, a senior scientist at the Near Earth Object Program office, he says there are hundreds of millions of objects out there in this size range, but they are small and don't reflect a lot of sunlight, so they can be hard to spot. The best time to discover them is when they are brightest, that is, when they are closest to Earth. So the international community has small teams of astronomers dedicated to spot these small objects in the sky using optical telescopes. They send their findings to a computer at the Near Earth Object Program office at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and they have a computer which calculates their orbit and size and adds them to a database. Scientists then combine data from different sources to obtain very precise information about these very small asteroids. So NASA's building up a list of potential asteroids for this very real asteroid redirecting mission. According to NASA, the agency has a tiny $20 million per year budget in the search for potentially hazardous asteroids through the Near Earth Object Observation Program. And they added $105 million in 2014 and is actively working with other companies and organizations to get more money. Because it's a bit of a pathetic budget given how important this is to the long-term survival of humankind and everything else on Earth. And it may sound dramatic, but the Near Earth Object and ARM programs are working both to protect us and to provide a path of expansion out of our resource-limited planet. So why would we want to do this to an asteroid? Well, it's to mine for rare minerals in an environment which can't threaten Earth, and that's one big reason. There's a lot of other good reasons, because if we get better at harnessing asteroids, it's not too far-fetched to imagine piggybacking on them and using them as spaceships to hitch around the solar system. But then again, we do need to learn how to deflect them in that kind of sci-fi movie-like way to stop them crashing into Earth. Now, we've already sent crafts to land on asteroids and return material, and the next step is to find ways of handling asteroids for our benefit. So if you have any bright ideas, NASA would love to hear from you. There's an Asteroid Grand Challenge with prizes galore open if you want to have your name in lights, or perhaps etched into a microchip on its way to sort out dem rocks. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and rock-free skies.